Do you think the influx of new guys has changed anything, brought in new ideas, new ways of doing things, new personalities that help this locker room in any way?
I think a lot of our guys have different personalities that we all need on this team. Mike D to the quiet guys like Quentin Rollins. And, you know, the new guy we have now, Cute Al, man, they're all different type of guys that we need in this locker room. You have the ones like Martellus Bennett, I'm pretty sure y'all are familiar with, who are well-spoken and, you know, has a lot on his mind as well. So I just think that we have a lot of different versatile players and versatile guys in this room who bring a lot to this locker room.
You got another Alabama guy in here, somebody you know pretty well. You seemed pretty excited on Twitter when that signing happened. What can you tell us about your relationship with Al?
Well, Cute Al, we came in together at Alabama. You know, he's been a guy that I've always looked up to, a guy that, you know, set great examples on the field, off the field. And he's going to be a great, you know, attribute to this team.
How do you think he's going to fit into the system?
Oh, he'll fit in fine. It's the same system we ran back in college that he's really familiar with. You know, just a different terminology, and I think he'll catch on really quick.
When you look at this Seattle team, yesterday Jordy said it almost feels like a divisional game because you see them so often. Do you agree, and how well do you know these guys?
Well, I know them well. You know, Seattle was my first opening game ever. As a rookie, and I got criticized bad for my play as a rookie from the media, you know, and it's just an opponent that I always got a chip on my shoulder when playing against them, a team that I have a ton of respect for, and I look forward to playing.
What's the key to slowing down that offense? I know Russell is fully healthy and he wasn't last year, but how do you slow those guys down?
Easy, man. Just playing fast. You know, keeping Russell in the court, in the pocket. You know, he's great with his feet. You know, great quarterback, and you know, we just got to make plays when they come.
How hard is Eddie to tackle? I mean, you never finished tackles in practice, but you got a little idea, right?
Trust me, I know exactly how hard it is to tackle that guy, man. He's definitely a big back, and he's definitely hard to take down. If you think you're going to hit him high and bring him down by yourself, you have another thing coming. You know, just take great angles, wrap up, and, you know, get 11 guys to the ball.
You know him well. Do you think it's a bigger game for him than usual, or is he seems like such a low-key game that wouldn't matter to him?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I wouldn't put anything past this guy. He definitely has a chip on his shoulder coming back in Lambeau Field. You know, me personally, I don't plan on, you know, letting him get anything going on this field here, but he's definitely going to have a chip on his shoulder, and he's definitely going to have a point to prove coming in here.
Do you have a point to prove that, hey, I didn't get a chance to tackle you in practice, but I sure can?
No, I don't even want to prove a point.